بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم صب المسلم بغير حق. In this chapter, the explanation is given that it is haram to use vulgar language to swear at a Muslim without cause and without reason. Here also we should think that our tongues are almost totally out of control, and how we swear at, abuse, falsely accuse, belittle, mock, even directly right in the home. The husband does this to the wife does it to husband, to other people, etc., to our workers. We don't control our tongue at all, and this is totally haram. وقال الله تعالى الله تعالى says والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا. Those people who cause injury, who cause harm to the believing man and woman without any recourse to it, فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. These people carry a great accusation upon them and a great and open sin. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sibabul Muslim fusuqun. To swear at, to use vulgar language at a Muslim is fisq. That is a sin that declares a person as a fasiq, an evil person. A person who commits sin in public. وَقِطِطَالُهُ kufrun. And to kill a Muslim, that is kufr. For that, there are explanations given in the hadith. The one is that the sin of killing a Muslim and the sin of kufr is the same. The other explanation is given that life was given as a great ni'mat of Allah, to enjoy the ni'mats of Allah, to enjoy the recognition of Allah, His ibadat, etc., all His ni'mats and favors. And by killing the person, you have removed that. So this is the height of ingratitude, the height of being unthankful. Therefore, it is called kufr. And if a person thinks it is jais to kill another Muslim, then that is kufr. That is disbelief, if he believes that it is permissible to take the life of another Muslim. So whatever injury, harm, abuse of another Muslim, and the reason for this is a Muslim has got great honor in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And when you swear at him, belittle him, disgrace him, etc., that which has got honor in the eyes of Allah, that you have belittled and made low. Therefore, it is such a great sin. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Hazrat Abu Dharr رضي الله تعالى عنه says that he heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying لا يرمي رجلا بالفسق أو بالكفر. That a person must not accuse, must not say words of fisq, that is swearing words, abuse of language, or words of kufr. One person must never say that to another. إِلَّا ارْتَدَّتْ عَلَيْهِ. Because if he does so, and that person is not befitting of it, then it will come back upon you. One meaning of this, many people accuse other people of various things, and you do this, you keep on doing it, then eventually this returns to you, that habit comes in you. You call a person sood khor, that is eating interest all the time. Or you call him a zani, that is an adulterer. And then this habit will come into you. And otherwise the sin of that which you accused him, and it doesn't befit him, it will fall back upon you. And the same way, if you call a person a kafir, and he's not a kafir, then this returns back upon you. إِلَّا ارْتَدَّتْ بِهِ إِلَّمْ يَكُنْ صَاحِبُهُ كَذَلِكَ. If the person was not befitting of that, then this falls back and returns to you. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said المتسابان ما قال فعلى البال منهما حتى يعتدي المظلوم. That if two people are arguing and fighting, and they start using abusive language, and they are swearing at one another, then the sin for them is what they have said, what they are telling one another. وَعَلَى الْبَادِ مِنْهُمَا. And then the sin, the actual sin of all this is the person who initiated this argument. The person who started this argument, he made the other person also now sway him back, etc. He is the cause of it, and that whole argument sin falls on the person who initiated this argument. With a fight with the wife, commonly a person says so many wrong things, then she says also wrong things in return. And this carries on, and the person who started it, he gets all the sin. And the other person, how much wrong has been told to him, it is permissible. Islam, Shariat has given him permission to take revenge, to retaliate and to say the same amount of wrong to this person. But if he transgresses and goes further, then he becomes the transgressor now. And in any case, it is more advisable, according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, that if two people are arguing, somebody has wronged you, accused you wrongly, to keep quiet and to forgive. Wa'afu wasfah. That forgive and overlook, that is the instructions of the Quran. But it is permissible that you take revenge and you say the same and exactly that amount what has been told against you. But if you exceed that, then now you become the sinner. So, and in the hadith also, many hadith we are encouraged that if somebody does wrong to you, abuses you, argues with you, fights with you, uses abusive language, then you can also retaliate and use that same amount. But it is preferable that you forgive and overlook. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ أُوْتِيَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِرَجُلٍ قَدْ شَرِبَ. In Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person was brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam who had committed a major crime of drinking wine liquor. Qala fadribuhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the punishment of it, hit him. Hit him because as a punishment for him is drinking wine. Qala Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says, فَمِنَّا أَضَّارِبْ بِيَدِهِ. So from amongst us were those who were hitting him with their hands, وَضَّارِبْ بِنَعْدِهِ, and others were hitting him with their shoes, وَضَّارِبْ بِثَوْبِهِ, and others were hitting them with their clothes. فَلَمَّنْ صَرَفَ قَالَ بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ. And when they finished and they left him, then somebody from amongst them told, أَخْزَاكَ اللَّهِ, may Allah disgrace you. قَالَ نَبِيَ كَرِيمُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ says, لَا تَقُولُ هَذَا. Do not say such words. The punishment has to be given, give the punishment. Even for a person who drank wine in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and he was brought to him, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited from abusive language, even for such a person. So we can imagine how much we have to protect our tongues. And further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَا تُعِينُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not help shaitan upon him. Shaitan made him drink liquor so that he can become disgraced amongst people. And now when you are telling, may you be disgraced, then you have helped shaitan. And you have shaitan's objective, you have fulfilled. Now you have disgraced the person, and that is what shaitan wanted. It comes in the hadith, say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Rather say, oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him, so that he can forgive the sin of his. Oh yeah, also we should think, whenever something goes wrong, like for example, there is a robbery, Somebody came and robbed somebody, and when we hear of it, firstly we start cursing the robbers, that they are so bad, they do this, they do that. Who of us makes dua of hidayat for those robbers? And who of us helps those people who are in difficulty? All that we do is just start going one way street to swearing and abusing these robbers, etc. We have a problem in any office, they're not doing our work. We won't make dua that, oh Allah, sort it out. But we will just start using a bad language about the workers in the offices, that they are very inefficient, they are very lazy, they are full of fraud, they only want bribes, etc. That is how we go. So that is not how a person should be. And also if that dua is to be accepted, that, oh Allah, disgrace him, then that person will become worse. And you will fall more in sin, and you will fall away from the mercy of Allah. And that will be a problem for the whole Muslim society and community. So we should watch what we say and be very careful of the usage of the tongue. وعنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من قذف مملوكا بالزنا يقام عليه الحد يوم القيامة. A person who falsely accuses his slave that he has committed adultery, then this person who accused him, then that the punishment of it will be meted out to him on the day of Qiyamah. Illa an yakuna kama qal. However, if that person is guilty, then this punishment won't be meted out to this person. Yeah, also we learn a lesson, very common it is amongst us. Something gets missing in the house, we blame the worker in the house. She must have stolen it. Immediately our thought goes to that. In the business, something gets missing, money, we blame the workers. Very easy, because they are looked down upon. And it's easy, they can't retaliate in most cases. They can't do anything. And for anything, we just start accusing them. On the day of Qiyamah, that punishment will be meted out to us, what we had told. So this shows that don't take advantage of the weak and undertrodden, or those who are under us, whether it's our wives, whether it's our children, whether it's our workers, don't take advantage of them. Otherwise, you will be taken to task for that on the day of Qiyamah. So we have read so many chapters with regard to the control of the tongue. And all these are the beautiful words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person who will make this effort, and that is what is called Islah. Then he will see how, what a good life he will have, peaceful life. But if the tongue is under control, a person will be under great, great anxiety, pressure, tension, problems all the time. So it's very important that we learn to control our tongues.